This is Antoine Green, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Roster Watch Mock Draft Show. I am Cody Carpentier. You can find me on Twitter at CarpentierNFL. And today, we're going to be going through the standard Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet at RosterWatch.com. You can catch all the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheets over at RosterWatch.com. This is version 1.1 of the Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet standard version via our guy, Byron Lambert. You can also find the Superflex version over on RosterWatch, as well as the PPR version that Alex is testing as we speak. Now, we're going to be going through the standard version. Again, standard was just dropped last week, so we're still in the stages of testing and testing and testing, maniacally going through this thing every damn day. And so there's going to be some things we're going to iron out. I'm going to take some notes, just like I do every show. I'm going to take some notes whilst I'm drafting, and I'm going to continue to speak to you through each and every pick, and I'm going to kind of lay the land of my thoughts as we get through there. If I love it, if I hate it, I'm going to make the note. If I love it, I'm probably not going to make a note. I'm probably going to move on to the next pick. If I hate it, I might make a note. I might call Byron up on the phone. Hey, brother, we got to make a move. But I don't foresee that being an issue, so we're going to draft today. Again, check out everything over at RosterWatch.com. Follow us on Twitter at RosterWatch. Make sure you click that subscribe button on YouTube. If you're watching right now, click that subscribe button on YouTube. Click like on this video. And if you're listening on podcast, I appreciate you and I love you. Click that subscribe button. Leave us 5 stars on Spotify. Do the damn thing. It only takes about 3 seconds. Stop right now. Pause. And now come back. And look at that. It took you 3 seconds to subscribe. Click 5 stars. Click like. I appreciate you. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this bad boy. What we're going to do is we're going to draft a couple of teams right here. So if you're listening live, you get the preference, right? If you're listening live, you can tell me which spot you'd like me to draft from. Again, this is going to be a standard half PPR. I guess I probably should have set up my shared screen before I went live. That was a very non-vet move of me not to set that up. So I'm going to bring my screen up here on YouTube right now. We're going to get the draft in here using the mock draft simulator, courtesy of our friends at Fantasy Pros. And right now I have plugged in standard scoring, and I'm going to be drafting from the, let's do 3-hole today. You can catch, I did Superflex on Tuesday or on Monday. So you can go check that video out on YouTube as well as on podcast. Today, I'm going to be doing standard. So we're going to talk through standard right now. 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 receivers, 1 tight end, and 2 flex, 6 bench, 1 kicker, 1 defense. Standard scoring, again, snake draft, 12 teams, picking from the 3-hole, going against the composite, the RTS, and sleeper ADPs, and drafting against all experts. I'm going to be plugging in Byron's version 1.1 right now. And we'll get to drafting from this good old-fashioned 3-hole. Whew, I love it. All right, so make sure I get my top ranked players. Let's pop up the roster here and look at that. Again, remember the 3 simple rules of using the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. Mark the player off the chart as they are drafted. Select the highest remaining player. And if there's a tie, choose the player you like. So for this version, it's Austin Eckler and it's Ja'Marr Chase. I get my choice. So for this version, I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase because I want to get dirty. I did hear the news that came out of Chargers camp this last week where maybe there's going to be a little less receiving work for Austin Eckler, a little more rushing work. Austin Eckler's also getting up there in age. I know he's a mutant of a man. He's strong. He's built. But I want to see how this goes with Ja'Marr Chase again. On the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, these guys are side by side. That means I get a choice. And my favorite player of these two is Ja'Marr Chase. So I'm going to go ahead and take Ja'Marr Chase here at the 103. And it's going to wrap us right back around here to the 2.10, 2.10. Patty Mack goes 207. Davante Adams, 208. And Ramondre Stevenson, 209. Puke. I'm not there. I don't want it. I want out. Now, the best available player right now, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, and Chris Olave. I'm going to go ahead and take Garrett Wilson here at the 2.10. So that makes us starting out with Ja'Marr Chase and Garrett Wilson with the vaunted double week 7 bye. Who cares? Jalen Waddle goes at 211. Chris Olave, 212. Najee Harris, 301. And T. Higgins at the 302. We're back on the clock here at the 303. Staring in the eyes of Travis Etienne, the running back out of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Going to go ahead and add him to the football team. And then we're going to pick again here at the 410. See if we can't get ourselves another running back named J.K. Dobbins. He hasn't been practicing the last couple of days. He wants some money. And I think he's going to get his money. If it's a restructure or whatever it is, maybe another year of insurance or of another year of insurance being in an extension with the Baltimore Ravens, I think he will get it because of Lamar Jackson. He's the face of the franchise. Lamar got paid. He's like, I want my boys around me. JK's my boy. He's a key pivotal part of this team. Now we're back on the board at 503. Madison went at 411. Judy 412. Damian Pierce 5-1 and Justin Fields 5-2. The reason I read these off to you is so for those of you that are listening and not watching, you can kind of get a grasp of the guys that are going off in this range. Again, we just took J.K. Dobbins at the 410. I have Etienne and J.K. Dobbins running back, Jamar Chase and Garrett Wilson at wide receiver. And the ultimate draft cheat sheet says take Keenan Allen. So again, we passed up on Austin Eckler early on. And now we would have ended up having two Chargers had I taken Eckler. So I'm going to go ahead and take Keenan Allen right here, giving us a Charger. Keenan Allen, again, it seems like him, Lockett, these guys continue to just kind of be slept on year after year after year. So I just talked about this, we could have just had Eckler and Keenan Allen. Now wants us to take Mike Williams and Chris Godwin. This is going to be one of those times I'm going to make a note. This is an interesting pair right here, right? So do you want to take that stack and Mike Williams and Keenan Allen in this offense where I got to depend on both of them? I like both these guys really much, and I'm kind of going to go against it right now. I'm going to go ahead and take Chris Godwin here just because of that multitude of not wanting both these receivers in the same offense on this roster. I'm going to go ahead and take Chris Godwin here at the, what was that, the 6-10. Then Brandon Ayuk goes, Justin Herbert goes, Mike Williams goes, Christian Kirk goes, and now we're on the clock at the 7-0-3. And it says James Cook, and see if James Cook is equal to George Kittle, because if he is, I'm going to take George Kittle. If I check out the Ultimate Draft cheat sheet, I go James Cook, Brandon Ayuk, Justin Fields, George Kittle, all in the same line. That means I get an option. Do we want James Cook in standard half PPR, or do we want George Kittle? You answered that question yourself. We're taking George Kittle. And we have a solid start to this draft here. We got Travis Etienne at running back with J.K. Dobbins. We got Jamar Chase and Garrett Wilson at wide receiver. Keenan Allen and Chris Godwin at wide receiver slash flex. And we have George Kittle at the tight end position. Coming right back around to the 8-10. Kadarius Toney goes 7-8-7. Jahan Dotson 8-8. And Gabe Davis 8-9. And now we're back on the clock at the 8-10. There's no quarterbacks showing right now. So we're going to go ahead and add our first player to the bench. And that is going to be either Dallas Goedert or Brandon Cooks. I believe. Let me scroll down here. Looks like Brennan Cooks is right here. And Dallas Goedert significantly higher, but we already have a tight end. So in these cases, this is where you have to know in the cheat sheet. If you already have a high-end player at like a tight end position or a quarterback position, you're not going to double tap back-to-back rounds. You have to know that going into these drafts. So you're going to skip over Dallas Goedert here, and the next best player available is Brennan Cooks. And Jamal Williams, Brennan Cooks all the way down here is one step ahead of Jamal Williams. We're going to go ahead and take Brennan Cooks in this situation. Come right back around to the 903, and that leaves us with Jamal Williams or Michael Thomas, and we get an option here. So right now this roster has two running backs and five wide receivers. We're going to go ahead and obviously take Jamal Williams. All right, we're going to fall down to the 10-10. Dallas Goedert is still sitting up there. It's an interesting thing. His ADP is currently at 68. We're picking at 10-10 right now. And the likes of Deonta Foreman, Gus Edwards, and Alan Lazard have went off the board 10-7, 10-8, 10-9. So you're going to occasionally see these tight ends go in random spots. Now we're sitting here at the 10-10. Like I just said, we have our third running back in Jamal Williams. We have our five wide receivers in Garrett Wilson, Jamar Chase, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, and Brandon Cooks. We have a tight end in George Kittle. And we're kind of looking at the quarterback slash running back position. We're going to skip over the Dallas Goedert thing. Let's see where Odell Beckham is. He looks like he's the best player available on our board, or Tua Tagovailoa. I'm going to go ahead and take our quarterback right here in Tua. We don't have any stacks to go with him, but that's okay. We're going to take Tua right here, and then we're going to take our next pick being Kendre Miller at running back. So you take Kendre Miller at the 11.03, and then we see a couple of defenses come off the board. We see Roshan go at 12.05, Tank Bigsby 12.06, Zeke goes off at 12.07, DJ Chark, Marquez Valdes-Scantlin 12.08, 12.09. We're back on the board at 12.10, and the cheat sheet says, hey, boys, it's time to go running back. So we're going to go Raheem Mostert again right here in round 12, the running back down in Miami. Again, on the surface, it would say, hey, Devon Achane is going to be the back down there. But Raheem Mostert's a really, really good running back, and he's one of the fastest players in the NFL when he's healthy. We want to get off to a fast start. Raheem Mostert is going to help you get off to that fast start, especially if maybe J.K. Dobbins misses a game or something. This roster could use a Raheem Mostert there, Raheem Mostert here. Oh, look, Kendra Miller starting to make plays. Okay, cool. Boom, boom, boom. Plug in these running backs. That's exactly how you're going to want to play that. So we're on the board at the 13-3 here, and it's telling us to take Michael Carter. So we're going to take Michael Carter at 13-03, just two picks after Chuba Hubbard and just ahead of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who comes off just after him. So we have one bench spot left, and we currently have one wide receiver on the bench, but we have four in our starting lineup. So that gives us five wide receivers. And then as far as the running back position goes, we have two starting running backs and we have four benched running backs. I'd like to either take a wide receiver here or Anthony Richardson. So there's no wide receiver shown. So I'm going to go ahead and click wide receiver here and see what they give us the best available. So currently Byron has the best wide receiver available being Michael Gallup. So we're going to ahead and bring Michael Gallup down to this roster because, hey, guess what? That's Dallas. And Dallas is going to be a potent offense. I don't care who you are, what you say. We also have Brandon Cooks on here. Give me Michael Gallup. I like it. Add him to the roster. I'm going to make that note as well because I like Michael Gallup. Byron seems to like Michael Gallup. I got to tell Alex, hey, we got to kind of have to put Michael Gallup up. All right, let's auto draft to see what we get for a grade out of this bad boy. Oh, just a B plus. A B plus? Oh, Derek Brown is not happy with that one. It gives us a 67. Shout out to you, Derek Brown. Damn. 87 B plus off from the consensus experts. Tua, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Jamar Chase, Garrett Wilson, George Kittle, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin. Stack diddly. Justin Tucker, Saints defense. I love the Saints defense, to be honest with you. Brennan Cooks, Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, Raheem Mostert, Michael Carter, Michael Gallup to finish this one out. We're going to go ahead and run one more draft.
You want to win your fantasy draft? No, I mean, like, really. Do you really, really, really want to win your fantasy draft? Because you can win your fantasy draft with the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, available at rosterwatch.com. It's the revolutionary cheat sheet that changed fantasy football forever, and it's the only tool you'll need this draft season. You've heard Roster Watch live on SiriusXM Radio here on the podcasts from all the NFL training camps. Now, all you have to do is follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper using the Roster Watch cheat sheet. That's it. Three rules. An extra quality draft is guaranteed if you follow the three simple rules. Guys, it couldn't be easier. The Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. You can't afford to draft without it. It's available now and only at rosterwatch.com.
And we're going to pick from, let's go from the seven hole this time. Again, standard, 12 teams, snake, one quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, one tight end, and two flex. Again, with six bench spots, we're going against the composite RTS and sleeper ADPs and going against all the experts. They're going to plug in Byron's 1.1 standard version over at rosterwatch.com. You want to become a pro member, you want to be a premium member, head over to rosterwatch.com today and check it out. Again, we'll be live this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 3 to 5 Eastern time on the SiriusXM channel 87. Myself and Alex, I think we'll be live both days because Trash Man is live in Chicago today. He's live this weekend in Chicago. I know Byron's ready to head out for his training camp tour. I'm going to be in Jacksonville on Saturday, but then I'm going to be live from 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a good weekend. Fantasy football is here. Drafting season's here. And here is our second mock draft using the standard version 1.1 over at rosterwatch.com. Go check it out after this draft. All right. 107. This draft saw Jamar Jefferson. I'm going to cry. Justin Jefferson go 101. Christian McCaffrey 2. Chase 3. Bijan 4. Austin Eckler 5, Cooper Kupp 6 in a standard draft. And we're sitting here at 7, and it's saying hammer down on Saquon Barkley. So we're going to go ahead and do just that and take Saquon Barkley right here. We're going to come right back around to the 206. And Tony Pollard, our boy TP, is the best available player. So we're going to go ahead and add him. Now we're going NFC East heavy, it looks like, right here. And then I'm going to go ahead. I think Etienne and Higgins are side by side, if I can remember right, in the cheat sheet. Etienne Higgins side by side. So we're going to go ahead and take Higgins right here for this build because we need to get a wide receiver into this. Come around to the 406. The last three picks have been Lamar Jackson, Joe Mixon, Amari Cooper, Jahmyr Gibbs at the 401, baby. I love me some Jahmyr Gibbs at the 401. You ain't got to tell me twice, man. I know it's standard. I know it's half, but I tell you what, baby, I love me some Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't think rookie of the year is out of the question at all. I think that's actually a good bet right now, especially the state of the quarterback position this year. All right, so we got Saquon Barkley, we got Tony Pollard, and we just grabbed T. Higgins worth a 406, and the best player available is J.K. Dobbins. We just snagged him in that last draft. We're going to snag him here again. And now we're up at the 507. Christian Watson goes 504, Dalvin Cook 505, James Conner 506, and we're between Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. That's a tough one for me. We're going to take Hopkins because he's the best available player on the cheat sheet, but he's one spot ahead of Ridley. And I think there's a lot of conversation that can be had about these two guys. I haven't seen a lot of Drake London, you know, stuff over the last couple of weeks. It's been more focused around, obviously, Pitts and Bijan, but Ridley's had a great camp. Hopkins has had a good camp. Burks also looks good, but the quarterback situation is definitely a question mark in Tennessee. I could make a definitely make a case for Calvin Ridley over DeAndre Hopkins, but we're going to take DeAndre Hopkins because we're going to listen to the Ultimate Draft cheat sheet because this is half PPR, and DeAndre Hopkins knows one thing: he can catch touchdowns, and he should be the number one target in this Tennessee offense. We're going to take DeAndre Hopkins right here. He's our wide receiver two. We're going to come right back around to the 606. Trevor Lawrence does not make it to us, nor does Javonte Williams or Brandon Ayuk or Calvin Ridley, who goes at the 602. Now we're going to be taking Drake London. He is the top player available at the wide receiver position. We're pretty balanced this far. We have Saquon, Tony Pollard, J.K. Dobbins, and we have wide receivers T. Higgins, DeAndre Hopkins, and Drake London. And you know we're going to take a guy I just mentioned in the last show as far as being the biggest value. Keenan Allen's a great value, and so is Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett, come on down. Join the bench to start out. And we'll chat later about maybe giving you a bump to the starting roster. Now, round eight, finally, we get a Darren Waller. Looks like Dallas Goedert fell off of this draft already. Now, in the last draft, we saw him go to round 10. This draft, he's gone already. I guess I could scroll up a little bit and see where he went. It looks like he went at 701 in this one. So a massive range of outcomes for Dallas Goedert as far as the expected draft capital in fantasy football right now. But 701 for Goddard. We saw him go in the 10th last time. Now we get Waller here in the 8th. I'll take it every day of the week. I love Darren Waller. So that gives us a starting roster without a quarterback. Our bench, we're starting to look at Michael Thomas, Samaje Perine. Love me some Michael Thomas right now at this current value. Nick Underhill, we talked about this last week. Nick Underhill, who's the best reporter in New Orleans for what my money's worth, I think most people would say this. He says that Michael Thomas's current value, again, he's not a fantasy football player or fantasy football analyst per se, but he's a reporter, a great reporter. He thinks that Michael Thomas's current value is ridiculous. And Michael Thomas, I listened to a press conference yesterday. He seems like his head is in the right space, and he's focused not on having 100% health per se, but he's focused on stacking days. He's focused on perfecting his craft and being out there and practicing. He said he's having a fun time doing it. So Tua Tagovailoa looks like he's going to be our quarterback again. It's between him, Devon Achane, and Odell Beckham. It looks like just he is available, so we're going to go ahead and take him. And then we're going to come right back around in round 11. The last four picks, Sky Moore at the 1103, Michael Gallup, Rondale Moore, Nico Collins at the 1106. We're on the board. At the 1107, we're going to get our favorite guy at the running back position in these late rounds. That is Mr. Kendre Miller. Whew. This roster is starting to come together. I like this roster. I don't think Derek Brown's going to be giving us a D grade or anything like this, but I think this is, if I had to guess right now how this roster looks, again, we have three picks left before the defense kicker. I think this is going to be right at about a 91, if I had to guess. All right, so we're in round 12. Kenny Gainwell goes to the board. Jeff Wilson. We're going to go ahead and take Raheem Mostert after Jeff Wilson because Raheem Mostert is a better running back than Jeff Wilson. Round 13, Tyjae Spears goes 1306. Zeke goes 1305. Kirk Cousins goes 1304 at quarterback. Again, this is a 1QB draft. Michael Carter sits at the top of the chain for us. We're going to go ahead and add him to the roster. We now have five wide receivers, Michael Thomas, Tyler Lockett on the bench, Drake London, DeAndre Hopkins, and T. Higgins. And then we have at the running back position, Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, J.K. Dobbins, Kendre, Mostert, Michael Carter. That gives us six. And now we're sitting here in round 14. Do you want to add a sixth receiver or a seventh running back? Or maybe you go ahead and just take the Konami King in Anthony Richardson. Fuck it. Let's take Anthony Richardson just to have fun at the end of this one. Auto draft the kickers and the defense and give us, oh, come on, man. Come on. Hey, Derek Brown. Derek Brown didn't go over 67. He gave us a 97. We'll take that W. I'll take that W every day of the week, Derek. All right, we get an 84B from this consensus, whatever. This roster's great. Tua, Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, T. Higgins, DeAndre Hopkins, Darren Waller, J.K. Dobbins, Drake London, Tyler Lockett, Michael Thomas, Kendre Miller, Raheem Mostert, Michael Carter, and the 6'4", 255-pound, well, 252 pounds newly. He just said that today. He played at 240 down there at Florida last year, and now he's up to 248 to 252 per Anthony Richardson. Wow. Like, Byron saw him down there in Florida. Me and Alex saw him at the combine. A freaking specimen. A specimen is the best way to put Anthony Richardson, and I love to have him on this roster, especially with the vulnerability that Tua brings to the table as far as the injury stuff comes. But that's the roster. That is using the standard 1.1 version over at rosterwatch.com. You want to become a pro member, become a premium member, go over there. We appreciate you. If you're watching this live on YouTube, I appreciate you. Stick around. Stay tuned. I'm going to be doing at least two of these a week to the end of the offseason, to the season starts tomorrow on Twitter, 9 p.m. I'm going to have Nate Liss on Twitter Spaces. We're going to be talking about the Hall of Fame game, which is literally tomorrow. Who's going to have the first touchdown? Is it going to be Izzy Abanikanda? Is it going to be Jerome Ford, Cedric Tillman? Who do you got? I don't know. Let us know on Twitter at RosterWatch. Let me know on Twitter at CarpentierNFL. And then this weekend, we're going to be on SiriusXM Channel 87. Stay tuned in. Every single day, there's something coming, whether it's a pod, whether it's a mock, whether it's Twitter Spaces, whether we're boots on the ground at the training camp. Jeez, about lost that one there. Or whether we're live on SiriusXM. Stay tuned in. Stay tapped in. I'm Cody Carpentier. You can find me on Twitter at CarpentierNFL. Until next time, peace.